I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Bonsoir, Catin. That means good night, doll. And this female band relishes the irony of their name. Guitarist Christine Bolfa and accordionist Christy Guillory formed the band in 2005 after jamming together late into the night. When we spoke to them a few years back, Christine recalled her famous father, the late fiddler and cultural ambassador, Dewey Bolfa.
My father always played around the house. They always had, either my uncles were around playing music. They'd have a supper, they'd come over and play. And then once he started traveling to these folk festivals in the late 60s and 70s, and he'd, you know, meet people all over, and Daddy would say, well, y'all come and, you know, come visit us in Louisiana. And so they would, you know, people would come stay at our house for, you know, weeks at a time. And a lot of the people that were open and interested in Cajun music on the outside were, you know, like hippies. And in Bazille, we didn't have too many hippies. So here I was out in Tipitate, you know, with my daddy playing this old Cajun music. But then you had all these cool hippies coming hanging out in the house listening to music. And so it was kind of an interesting combination. That's just how I grew up.
Christy, tell me about music in your family and how you decided to become somebody that would carry on Cajun music.
My grandfather, Jesse Duyon, he played music professionally, you know, in the 1930s. Grandpa always raised his family to be really proud of their music and the language. And so in turn, I was raised like that from my mom. And, you know, started learning French, how to sing French songs when I was probably 3 or 4, you know. I'd entertain all my old aunts, and saw an accordion one day. I was around about 10 years old, and just, I was hooked. I was hooked from the get-go.
Christine, did anyone ever say anything to your dad or mom when you were growing up, about who would play music in the family?
And at home, you know, like I said, it never was really talked about all that much, but I could just see my dad giving more attention to Peter or Steve or even, like, you know, Dirk whenever he would come, you know, over.
Yeah.
And I saw the way that he encouraged men. You know, and it was just different. It was a little different, like more seriously as a musician, you know. And I was playing a dance at Whiskey River, and I was pregnant from my oldest daughter, Amelia. This was about 10 years ago. And we had just been playing a 4-hour dance, no breaks. And I walk out onto the porch, and there's this old Cajun man there. And he said, hey, Christine, you know what you're going to have? And I said, yeah. I said, well, you're going to have a little girl. And he goes, oh, well, maybe the next one can be a musician. It was just that mentality of like, oh, well, maybe, you know, like, it's a girl. Oh, too bad it's a girl. She won't be able to be a musician.
Well, you know,
and I couldn't believe that.
You know, I don't think people ever look at us and, you know, or to our faces and say, you know, oh, y'all some girls doing that. There are some people in the industry that still look at Bonsoir, Catin as a novelty band, which kind of just still floors me. We gig just as hard as the young boys. Maybe we don't put down as much whiskey. Oh, we used to, though. We can if we want to. Sharing music together is really what Bonsoir, Catin is all about. We're just having a great time.
It's such a gift to be able to have such good friends that you can hang out and play music with.
Well, Christy Guillory and Christine Bolfa, bien merci pour la conversation. Bon après-midi.
Merci.
Merci, Nick.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.